right now.
Guess who?
Nobody got nothing on us.
You're locked in to the greatest station, 101.1 FM.
101.1 FM WBRU 360 is the Midday Spark Up right here every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. with my guy DJ Franchise. Franchise, what up?
What up?
Another day, another Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, September 12th. We are now in the middle of September. That means that the orange leaves will start falling off the trees soon, and it's going to get real pretty and real messy at the same time. But shout out to everybody that wore a hoodie yesterday. I know I did. Anybody, Franchise, you wore a hoodie?
In the morning.
Yes. It felt so good to put on a hoodie and just be like, fall. I'm so done with the summer. I'm ready to pack it up. But I am sick of this rain. This rain is acting crazy. And there's something going on in this city. I mean, not even just this city. Johnson, Cranston. It was flooded all over the place yesterday. It didn't even rain for that long. I'm just like, it wasn't always like that, right? Am I bugging?
Over the past couple of years, our drainage system is kind of...
It's been acting up.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do we even solve that? But... I don't know, child. It's above me. I did want to talk about the PVD Fest real quick because we do have a guest today. Sarah Lopes is here. She's in the building, and she'll be talking about Outspoken. But before we get to her, I did go to the PVD Fest last Saturday to see Flawless, of course, my favorite. And he killed it, per usual. Not surprised by that. But what really messed me up was that they had the wrong... address for him on the PVD schedule, which I thought was really, really, it sabotaged the outcome, right? People, his fans were confused. They didn't really know where to go. He had to go on his story and tell people they changed the address. And then when you get there, it's like, I could count the people. It was so slow. When I tell you, I looked around and my spirit was so like, I was so down, like, damn, look at our city. Look at what the mayor has done to the spirit of this city. Just shut it all down. I was, like, very, very surprised. And coincidentally, I bumped into my favorite mayor, Mayor Alorza. And he said, you know, if you've never been to the PVD Fest, you'll come here today and say, wow, this is nice. But if you have been, you'll look around and be sad. So shout out to Mayor Alorza for keeping it real.
On the new mayor.
You know, he said he misses the chaos, and I do too. It was organized chaos. It was a day where we all be outside drinking and smoking and, you know, just doing our thing and chilling. And, you know, I think it was 10,000 plus people every summer. This year, I think it was maybe less than that in a day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
You saw it?
I was there.
It looked like when Trump went into office and he tried to lie that there were way more people there.
Yo, it was so crazy. I was really, really shocked by that, and it made me really sad because I
missed the PVD Fest. Credit Mother Nature, too, because Brett's not that powerful to break up this community. Mother Nature was definitely doing her thing and showing out.
Saturday, it didn't rain until, like, midway, and then they made everybody move to shelter. Sunday, I will say, it was canceled for sure, but, you know, that's why you don't schedule it in September. September, October are rainy days in Providence. Everybody knows that. So June was the perfect time to do that. But anyway, let's see what happens next year. See if he changes it. Maybe not. Maybe he don't care. I don't think he cares. But there are some more thunderstorms coming up. So if you are out and about, please drive safely. People are driving with phones in their hands every step of the way. I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. Everybody is literally on their phones while driving. This is mad dangerous and scary. So drive safe, put the phones down, and if you see a puddle, don't even try to drive through it. You know how many people I saw getting stuck? I'm like, we are in 2023. We have enough information in the world to know that you shouldn't be driving through water. It's a hot mess. Franchise, was there any floods near your house?
Where I live at Warwick. No, actually not. There wasn't.
Really? That's crazy. You have to remember that flood in Warwick? What was that, 2010?
I had no power for what, like 3 days?
Wow.
It's me and my dog.
You and your dog? Like an actual dog?
Actual dog.
Oh, okay, I thought you were calling your son your dog.
You actually stayed there? You didn't refuge to somewhere that had power?
I had to come to the radio station to charge my laptop, to charge my phone.
Wow.
You slept in here, Franchise. Tell the people the truth.
No, but I spent most of my days in here when I had to time sleep. And then went right back to work in the dark. Nothing but candles.
That's crazy. And you have to throw away all your food,
I had to throw away all my food.
Oh, my gosh, yo. I'd be sick to my stomach.
Only thing that was open in work at that time was Wendy's. One Wendy's. Hey, the line was so effing long.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because everybody was there.
Everybody's at that one Wendy's. Everybody's at that one Wendy's.
That was a crazy, crazy, crazy flood. I just hope that, we stay floodless, as floodless as possible. Keep dry as possible. Keep it locked. We'll be right back with Sarah Lopes, Outspoken.
You better be careful what you say to me. Quick to cut it down so gracefully. I got the power to make a way for me.
Man, I really miss the days when 50 rapped well and Kanye was more sane. I really miss those days in hip-hop. Don't you?
And people dance.
And people dance. Yes. Shout out to Diddy, who's always talking about we should be dancing again. But we have a guest in the building, a very special guest in the building. Miss Sarah Lopes is here to talk about Outspoken and all things Sarah Lopes. So how you doing, Sarah?
Really, really good. Really, really good. Hello to everyone.
Hello. I like this jacket. Let me hold that. Let me buy it off you.
I'm ready for this rain. I got mad rain jackets.
Are you the lady that just shops for jackets when they see a nice one?
No, I'm about the worst shopper ever. Like, when you see things on me, please know that, like, it has ages. It might be older than your kid.
What?
Like,
crazy.
I buy good quality things, and I just hold on to them.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. Well, you do have an event coming up, Outspoken, next week, right?
We are too excited. We are actually 17 days away, so still a little bit of time. Yeah, trying to do some not last-minute things.
September 30th.
September 30th at the Gateway Center at Roger Williams Park, and I am too excited because Outspoken was just a quick vision, but it's now at its two-year anniversary, and that's just really a blessing.
Why'd you choose that location?
The location was actually chosen for me, but it's actually perfect for me. I always say that I'm a child of the South Side. I was born and raised on the South. Shout out to Road Street and all the Road Street gang.
Road Street!
And so, like, I'm authentically South Side, and to be able to do my two-year anniversary on the South Side is super dope and a full circle moment for me. So really excited. And Gateway's a new space that a lot of people are not used to or familiar with, so it's super dope to be able to do it from there.
A lot of people were complaining about that spot being made. Were you mad at that, the choice to create that?
I really don't get emotional about the infrastructure of this city. If that's just fair to say. Like,
no, that's fair.
I really tend to my own garden. Like, just don't move no stuff inside my house and we good.
Oh, I love that.
I don't feel territorial about the land.
September 30th. How many poets do you have on the lineup?
So that's what makes it even more exciting. I go hard. I'm audacious in my vision. And with some help of community and input, we have a 7-poet cipher about to go down.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
With some of the best. So I want to shout out my poets right now. Definitely representing for the women. We have Janae Lopes, who came to us during our first year anniversary at the Walking Bridge. I want to shout out my wonderfully talented, and I just happen to be related to her. I don't say that she's my family to claim her talent, because she's definitely a self-made woman. But shout out to Arielle, and Arielle in the Truth is her handle name. I have somebody new that the city is not used to, but she is, she's a published poet and crazy at the pen game. Audrey Rose is coming to our stage. And then representing the guys, we have definitely somebody who's been a friend for me for a long time. And as I've been doing this poetry series, Orange Live is coming to our stage.
Shout to Orange Live.
We are definitely sourcing out some talent, so coming to us from New Bedford.
This is a crazy lineup.
Yeah, it's Eric Andrade, and he's like the leader of the verbal revolution around here, so happy to have him as part of the lineup. And somebody who's new to our stage as well, too, and came to us via open mic is our guy, Nelly Nell. And if you haven't heard Nelly Nell yet, he has a genius piece about the traffic and about road rage. That just needs to be heard by everybody. And I, Nelly, now we're going to make a visual for that. I just want to say that out loud. And then last but not least, I want to shout out Rudy Rue, as part of our lineup. And so it's going to be a little bit bananas. And on that day, I'll be opening my mouth up because I have something to say.
What? You going to perform?
Yes. The whole show is called A Taste of Culture. It's an ode to Cabo Verde and to Cape Verde, my ethnic heritage. Though I am a child of the South Side, my heart is fundamentally Badio. And so it'll be an homage. I got to go back to Cape Verde after 10 years this summer. And my epiphany during my trip is like, love is real. And I really wanted to share that with people out here, because I don't think we get to see the healthy images of us frequently. But when you're home, every image is a healthy image, and it's so dope to just be immersed in that. So
it does feel like that.
After 10 years, out of curiosity, because I don't really travel, when you go to a place like Cape Verde, 10 years later, was it more advanced? Was it still kind of the same?
No, home
more
is...
More people?
Yeah, home is super sophisticated, and watching the world kind of become one is so interesting, right? So, like, we're walking down the street, and my kids are like, Mom, look at Bow Wow! And I'm like, guys, your imagination is running away. But I look, and, like, all the Coca-Cola ads out there are of black people.
Really?
So you see Bow Wow, you see Fab, you see, like,
really?
All
what?
Of that. Yeah, like, it's really, like, a global world, and my mother's town of Somata has a whole bunch of lounges, so I went to, like, live music. Like, the world is really...
They ain't got no hookers out there, do they?
Yes, they do.
Of course.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. The global diffusion of hookers is real, y'all. Hookers exist everywhere, right?
That's so crazy.
And so, no, home was a whole vibe, like, a real modern vibe, and I'm like, you know... I selfishly have desires of returning home to live, and my mom's been back for 16 years on that end, and my kids go in the summers. And so, like, yeah, no, home was a whole, I was watching the videos, I was like, y'all have videos that are not, like, cringeworthy? Like, y'all really have modern videos and stuff?
No, I got to hear more of that.
Us in America, we're so conceited, we assume we're the only people that are moving on with technology. Nah.
It's true.
No, and I want to shout out, because... This was just announced on IG that Rema's Calm Down is the most streamed Afrobeat song.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to say that, like, I traveled to Cape Verde by way of Portugal, and it didn't matter what country I was in, I heard that,
song.
Yeah.
And it was so settling to be like, dang, like, you could hear Afrobeats everywhere in the world.
It's
like,
global, baby. It's
really,
global.
Really global.
We outside. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. One on 1.1 FM WBRU 360 is the Midday Spark Up, and it's Christina Sev with DJ Franchise. And we have a guest in the building, Sarah Lopes, who's here to talk about Outspoken. And before we went on break, she was talking a little bit about Cape Verde and how the world is becoming one. And that reminds me of your nonprofit, Distant Relatives. Can you tell the people a little bit about that? Because, you know.
Yeah, I love you. I do not have a nonprofit. I definitely have a for-profit.
Oh.
Okay. And so Distant Relatives.
A business.
Yeah. At the height of quarantine, I went to CCRI Academic Affairs because they were lacking Negroes. And they gave me one of the dopest contracts I've had up to date. And then when quarantine happened, they reached out to me and was just like, hey, we love you. You do great work. Would you like a $30,000 cut? And I was like, that's like somebody else's whole salary. Like, why would I take that? So I was like, no, just make me unemployed. And I pulled my children out of the school district, and I brokered Distant Relatives. And it was just like a coming home moment where I was just like, the only thing that's ever saved me in this whole life is just being black, right? Mm. It's where I get, like, my resilience from. It's where I get my troubleshooting skills from. And I was like, all I've ever wanted to do is be black. And so Distant Relatives was birthed really celebrating the diversity within blackness, really celebrating Afro-Caribbean people, because Virgin Islands saved my life. As celebrating African Americans, Southside is my heart, and then celebrating mainlander Africans, because I'm authentically Cape Verdean, and I kind of feel like all of those superpowers allow me to be who I am. And so Distant Relatives really designs to evoke conversation about how dope we are, and we do that through a couple different mediums, whether it be art, clothing, or I curate from West Africa just to bring up conversation about how we're the best crafters in the world. Right. And so Distant Relatives is hopefully a movement and not a brand.
I love that. I actually have some of your pieces in my house that I've held on to for, I feel like, 3 years now since the Shenanigans cook.
Yeah.
I think that was 2019, matter of fact, before the pandemic.
And
or
shout
after.
Out to Brandon Fatty Manny's, because that was the first time I met him, was when you bought us.
Yeah, it was. I still have those. And for the first time, I'll be able to hang them up in my room. I finally moved out my mom's house. So I'll be using your stuff.
I want to shout out everybody who has given me a chance to really showcase my voice in that way. I want to shout out my co-chair from URI's Alumni Color Network, Bobby Brito, who was one of the first people to contract me out.
What up, B?
And Bobby was like, you know, I'm buying a house, make me a set of artwork. And that's what I got into it for. I don't care to brand people. I'm not looking to become Nike. I really want us all to feel like we can have a piece of ourselves wherever we're at, because that helps you.
Yeah, because it's so hard to find black art. Like, you, if you Google it, you know, obviously you could probably find some on Amazon, but is it coming from the artist, you know, like?
And, you know, that's the difference. It's like, why don't, if you take a car ride to Brooklyn, that becomes, like, not true, right? There's black art everywhere coming from Cape Verde. There's black art everywhere, right? It's just that we don't live in a black hub, and that's just the truth about Rhode Island, right? So as much as we can add our blackness to this state, it's helpful. But yeah,
that's a good point.
I think it exists. It exists loudly. We have so many dope artists in the area. I want to shout out a couple of my favorite, which is like, I travel the city to watch Agonza's work, right? And she like, she's quietly owning this city, right?
Yep.
Lucid Traveler, he's genius in his way of being. Like, there is so much black art in the area. I want to shout out my son, Noah Morris, who's the youngest artist resident at the CIC building downtown. And he's exploring art through digital designing. But there's so many voices. June, Black Sav, to get his work displayed out because he's crazy
Sav,
with it.
What up? Mm-hmm. And he don't like us calling him that no more.
Really? What does he want to be called? Savito?
Black Sav. Because I heard you sneaking to June. Because I do it every once in a while, too.
Oh, I was just talking about the month that Pac was born in, Black. That's all that was.
Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, you know, you have a great way of explaining, like, our blackness. Every time I hear you talking the way you do about blackness and everything black and Afro, where does that stem from?
From just the way I was raised, my family is unapologetically black, unapologetically social justice advocates. My great uncle was our first democratically elected president of Cape Verde. And so a lot of things that don't exist for us here, I got to see exist in my Cape Verdean side. And so I've never felt, in one of my poems I say, like, I've never felt for their traps or even allowed them to conduct my noose, because I've never ever felt like any of these systematic traps could even catch me. And that comes from my mother. She's a born rebel and kind of reared me to be a born rebel as well, too. So my name is Sara Patricia, and the Patricia is actually in homage of Patrice Lumumba, who was a revolutionary in Africa, in which they took, murdered, and they concealed until they found his tooth. And only this many years later are they apologizing to his family. But he had a vision for Africa, and he had a vision for the unity of black people that was really like 21st century. He was ahead of his time. But I just come from a lot of dope blackness, and you're going to open up Pandora's box because, you know, I love being black.
No, I'm going to have to actually pause you. We're going to get into a break and we'll be right back.
Amazing.
Remix.
The client, I'm the player president. I got that good low, girl. You didn't know.
I want a son. Anybody out there want to give away their son, I'll take him. But he has to be like trainable. I don't need a little kid who's like already bad and then I gotta try my hardest to get him to be good again. I'm not a boot camp. I want to just love on a little black boy. If
Christina,
anybody wants to give this
away. Let me
tell
you a funny story about how when I moved into the area, I moved back from New York, did 14 great years in New York, and then the universe brought me back to Rhodey. You know how that goes. And the first place I put my kids in, this daycare center, it was this little kid who every day I used to get there, in addition to whatever sheets the teachers gave me saying what my kids did that day, he gave me the rundown of that day of who ate their lunch, who didn't, all of these kind of things. And then one
random
these,
kid?
Random because it's Rhode Island, but then I come to find out that this is Franchise's son.
Oh my God. He's giving you the franchise report.
He was giving me the franchise report right from the daycare, and like so,
that's
attentive.
So
didn't know that.
And that's why I love the intimacy of this state.
Yeah.
It gets annoying sometimes.
Yes.
But
yes.
In large in part, my kids are New Yorkers, so they're like, oh my goodness, you know that person's father? I'm like, yeah.
That's so funny. Your kids are so cute. And speaking of cuteness in kids. You have also the Mini Kids Entrepreneur Sale coming up as well.
Yeah, so
talk to us about that.
Yeah, shout out Erica Campbell, who envisioned and has brought to life Mini Kids Entrepreneur. So on September 24th, you will have 30 business owners under the age of 14 selling that day.
That's dope.
She had a dope camp that I got to facilitate, be one of the facilitators. Shout out to my co-facilitator, Coach Mel, and all the wonderful interns that helped that camp come to life. But it's really about teaching kids that they have vision and helping their vision come to life. So shout out to my kids, Julius's Jewelry and Misunderstood by Boogs. My kids have been in business for 2 years, and they do not play around, and we don't call their ideas cute. My son's bracelets start at $25, and there is no family discount with him.
Get them.
And so it's really teaching our students, like, I think we should stop rearing employees. We don't look good in the workplace, and it wasn't built for us. So Mini Kids Entrepreneur, September 24th, go out and celebrate these kids and really champion them.
I gotta go get me a new bracelet because the one that I bought from Noah, Emma stole from me. So, oh, those are the new joints. Mm-hmm. I like that brown one. That's really nice. I don't know what you're talking about, $25. He sold me one for a little bit cheaper, so maybe he's charging you more.
Maybe he just needs you as a plug. My kid's smart, y'all. He's born on Pac's birthday, so shout out to Julius's Jewelry. My kid plays no games.
Yeah, so you know the day we first bought that bracelet from Noah, I think that was the day that Emma and Noah first met, and you talked to her about
BVD Fest. Honestly, we were downtown
sooner than that. Okay, well, ever since you talked to her about a vision board, she's been talking about a vision board, so now we gotta put it together. Thanks a lot.
That's hilarious.
Where am I gonna find magazines?
I'll be at URI today, Multicultural Center. Shout out URI, Rody, Rody, Rody. And actually doing vision boards with the students today. I really believe in being intentional. Denzel Washington said the worst thing you could have is a passive mind. And I so like co-sign that. So like, make a dream. I've been penning who I was going to be since I was 9 years old.
Wow. And you have, I feel like you're also like drawn to youth work. Like I see how you speak to children or just like younger people. And it's very admirable the way you talk. It's very, like, direct and very stern but loving. Like, how do you find that balance when you're communicating with young people?
I think I was raised by somebody really. Shout out to my mother, Maria De Silva, who was a retired diplomat. But mom always had a good balance of, like, community and sternness. She loved hard, but she'll also put you in a chokehold and no problem. So, and that's really the authenticity of children is that they can smell you. And so that fine balance of like love and discipline, because that's just good boundaries, is the way to go. And I rock out with kids because they're just so honest, y'all. Like, I've worked in upstate New York for a long time. Shout out to Green Tech High Charter School. And when my students there, I had locks. When they didn't like the things I did, I've got called everything from Lil Wayne to 2 Chainz to Whoopi Goldberg, right?
So crazy.
But then when they're in love with you, they also will write you a whole letter, champion you. I so believe in servicing the students and the youth, and that's really what I do during the day is work as a consultant in education. Because I really believe in the youth. So shout out to all the dope youth in the area that are doing great stuff.
I love that. Real quick, what do you think about gentle parenting, that term, and what the people are doing with it?
I think I don't know what that is.
Franchise, do you believe in gentle parenting?
It's not a gentle world.
I don't know the full definition of it.
The gentle parenting is basically this new term that I think is coming from Gen Zs, but it could be coming from younger millennials or the one in between. But
is it not beating your kids?
That's part of it.
No,
let me shut up. That's the CPS phone. I'm a mandated reporter. Watch it, Franchise. Go ahead, it's your time.
We're back, 101.1 FM WBRU 360, and usually I do this segment called The Love Report because the people love it, and especially Franchise. So this is a segment where
he
we talk
so
about
excited.
All things love, dating, relationships, and I usually give some advice. Why are you nervous?
I feel vulnerable.
We don't have to talk about your love life, but I do want to ask you a question.
Non-existent.
What do you think about a person that like has high expectations of the person they're dating, even though they may not be on the same level?
I feel like I know a lot of them. You know, the women that want men with six packs, but they haven't seen a gym in like a couple of years, but they got all these standards, right? Or even men wanting women to be like so gentle while they just like do craziness up and downtown. Like, yeah, no, I've seen this a lot. I think that's a lot of people. I think it takes like a really introspective person to even have realistic expectations.
Do you think it's weird when you see younger people like in love? Do you look at them and want to save them from their relationship?
No, leave them alone. That's the safest time. Life is good when you don't know truth.
My God.
That's true. Ignorance is actually bliss. It's a good time.
Yo, that drunken love when you watch so much General Hospital that you think you're going to find, you're going to be like somebody's Laura to their Luke. Like, no. We grew up really emotional. We grew up with a lot of like romantic ideas that are even real when you pay bills and live in the 21st
Have
century.
Kids.
Yeah. That's
what's your favorite TV couple?
I think quietly. No, because I'm horrible about knowing people's real names. I know their names like based on the character they played before.
Well, yeah,
right?
Characters. Martin and Gina from the Martin Show.
No. Actually, Angela Bassett and her husband. A lot of people don't know how many years they've been together.
In real life?
In real life.
No, I'm saying like TV show.
Oh, actually TV? Yeah. No, Martin and Gina used to drive me crazy. I had notions that like their relationship was unhealthy. And then later in life when I got a master's degree and learned about healthy relationships, they were definitely unhealthy.
They were toxic?
Yeah, they were really toxic. There was a lot of like socioeconomic like innuendo. It was like Gina thought she was better than Martin because of her family. They always like played that role, and then Martin being an artist, like kind of looking irresponsible.
Like a struggling artist, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot. They were doing a lot. But come on.
But wasn't it real though? Like that happens in real life.
It really does. You think like opposite attracts, and then you're like, whoa, we shouldn't even be together.
Right. That's true. Do you remember the first time you were in love?
Yeah, I was in love early. I was ready for love.
What advice do you give to someone out there right now in love for the first time?
Know thyself.
That's good. That's simple.
Yeah.
How did you learn that? Like through heartbreak or?
Yeah, I kept trying to be like the things that like, I've always been too tough for a lot of people. And so people were like, you should be more gentle. I tried that. It didn't work.
You know, you remind me of Amanda Seales. Have you ever gotten that?
No.
Because you just said something that she often says, like, about being a gentle lover, but now she found a man who, like, loves her as she is.
Yeah, like, people want me to be gentle, and I was like, what part of, like, would inform me to be gentle? Was gentleness going to get me, like, across the hood on the south side to get to classical safely? Was gentleness, like, going to help me survive my 15 siblings? Was gentleness going to allow me to parent my two boys? Like, and I do believe in gentleness in certain areas, so, like, when you are a friend or really close to me, you get the highest level of intimacy. And I really, really, like, I really, really believe in sensuality over sexuality.
Ooh, yeah, that's
so
nice.
I'll give you a good...
So romance.
Yeah, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I would never guess that.
I don't throw these flowers out the room.
Franchise,
man.
No,
please.
Franchise,
throw
like...
These
no, like, grown sexy.
I'm in the room.
No, like, grown sexy, like, on Valentine's Day, you got a personalized menu that you could choose from for yourself. Like, kind of,
nice.
That kind of, like, romantic.
Ooh, so, like, service.
Yeah.
Is that your, like, love language?
Yeah. Why not?
Acts of service?
Absolutely.
What would you say is, like, number two?
But you have to know who deserves your service. So, that's the thing about, like, being young and stuff. You don't want to unleash.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, the last person I unleashed this power on gave me two kids, right? So, you don't want to unleash your power on anybody or everybody,
your
right?
Your power.
Like, you can make your own stalkers if you're not careful with your power,
you know,
right?
What? That's so true. This is what I tell this one friend. I don't know if I should be saying this. Well, I won't say her name. A friend of mine who is very beautiful, like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
She was being stalked, and I didn't want to tell her, like, you know, I get it, but, like, she's telling me a story, and I'm, like, being nice, like, oh, I feel for you, and then I was like, do you blame
it? Don't be nice. Be honest with people.
I'm not saying, like, you should stalk people. I'm saying, like, this only happens to baddies, you know?
Yeah, like, if you know what you're working with, you won't even put it on top shelf like that just for display for everybody,
top
right?
Top shelf.
And so for me, like, in the poetry scene, sometimes people do erotic poetry.
Oh, like that Jill Scott move? Ooh.
And I'm just like, I'm just like, I'm not trying to tell the public advertisement what I'm working with, y'all, because I got to be safe in these streets. You got to. So, yeah, no, there's a lot of wisdom in knowing what to bear out and what to keep to yourself and that's allow good. Just an exclusive amount of people to know. Right. But I think it's really about knowing your own personal magic. And if you don't know what your personal magic is, you shouldn't even be out in these streets.
Yeah, I love love. Do you think there's a difference between the way people love then and now? Like, I always see a lot of people saying, like, how did marriages last longer yesterday and today they're not?
Yeah, technology has just changed everything between us, right? It's made things less personable. Like, I remember I used to get those little love notes that were, like, folded up in origami. Like, guys were going in back in the days. Like
origami.
They ain't even putting in no work today.
At all. They're barely texting, what are you doing? It's WYD all day.
I was really...
Franchise.
I was really sheltered growing up, which kind of put, like, a target on my back later. But I remember, like, I remember this kid giving me the 112 Peaches and Cream album.
So
romantic. What is wrong with you, Franchise?
No, I don't let people love me cheaply. So if anybody you've seen love me, like, they go hard in the paint.
I love that. That's so. I love romance and things like that. What's the most romantic thing that's happened to you?
Oh my God, you're gonna make me choose
that many? Wow.
Yeah,
that's a flex. Some women have never been romanced. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I've gotten some great treatment in this world.
Wow, thank God.
Some that I could say online and some that I would have to just leave in my journal later, but some amazing treatment. I want to shout that out. We are yin and yangs, and I've had the pleasure of knowing some dope souls, and I definitely, like, hashtag no regrets.
Oh, no
regrets. For the energy exchanged.
I love that. All right. Well, that was a love report. Franchise is over there.
He's
smiling.
In love now, y'all.
Yeah, his heart is pounding. I can just
He's
see
updating his eHarmony account as we speak.
eHarmony.
He's even thinking about going to Christian Mingles.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine. You can find yourself a wholesome lady on there. No. That'll be good. Yeah.
Maybe. That way when the lights go off at your place, you go to her place and put the lights on.
Thank you for advice today. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you can put it to use.
Throw your socials out there, the best way to find you. So we can end this nonsense of love and
So please,
happiness.
At Outspoken by Simply Sarah or at Distant Relatives. I'm one of those weirdo people that have, like, businesses, but I don't like putting out my own personal handle. If you find me. Please know me. I don't really like being seen by people I don't know. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm. But she is nice. So come up to her and say hi. Make sure you go out to Outspoken September 30th. Where's it going to be at?
Gateway Center at Roger Williams Park. That really colorful thing, y'all, that you guys don't know what it is. Go find out what it is. It's going to be fun.
That's a vibe. Okay. Yeah. I may. We'll talk about it after. Anyways, you can listen to this show every Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. with my guy, DJ Franchise. It's the Midday Spark Up, Christina Sev on Instagram. And we out.
Let's go.
Bringing you nothing but hit. After hit.
I don't know how to dance, but can lean and make the ghetto women put their hands on their knees.
This is the one and only WBRU 360 101.1 FM.